The Gemara tells us in Megillah a distinction between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. There are different levels of sanctity. There's something like a Guf HaKedusha, let's say a Sefer Torah itself, that's Guf HaKedusha. Let's say the mantle on the Sefer Torah, something that touches Tashmish, something that touches Kedusha is Tashmish Kedusha. Then you have either Tashmish to Tashmish, which is a one step removed, or Tashmish Mitzvah, the Gemara says. Like if you use a manto and it's no longer good, so you can't throw it in the garbage. Tashmishei Kedusha Nikvarim. Masha Enkin Tashmishei Mitzvah. A lulav, an esrog. Kolzman Shehuksa L'mitzvaso. Kolzman, it's set aside for a mitzvah. It has Kedusha and Tone Kvura. However, after Zman Mitzvaso Nizrakin, you could throw it in the garbage. Of course, as the Tshuvas HaRashva points out, you should still treat it b'derech kavod, and if you're going to throw it out, you should put it in a separate bag, not to mix it together with the garbage. So that's the concept of Tashmishei Kedusha, Tashmishei Mitzvah. There could be a discussion what exactly is Tashmishei Kedusha. Let's say the tefillin zeko, the tefillin bag. So a pashtis, if you assume the parshios in the tefillin are gufei kedusha, the batim are tashmish are kedusha, the batim are tashmishei kedusha, so the tefillin bag would be a tashmish to tashmish, and therefore in theory you should be nizrakim. However, other rishonim say no, since there are letters on the actual, there's the shin, the dalet, the yud, there are letters on the under ritzuos, and therefore the ritzuos are touching the bags, so therefore it's a din of tashmishei kedusha. So we'll machmir like Rashi that we assume the tefillin bag is a tashmishei kedusha and nikvarim. So there are discussions regarding each thing, what's the tashmishei kedusha, what's the tashmishei mitzvah. However, whatever it may be, the halacha is clear. If it's Tashmishei Kedusha Nikvarim, and you have a Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim. So there's a special halacha burial for religious articles, the Tashmishei Kedusha. In fact, we all know, after one passes away, it's an obligation on a Jew to be buried. It's a discussion, the Rishonim, we assume the Chiyav Kvura only applies to a Jew and not a non-Jew, not that a non-Jew can't be buried. Of course a non-Jew can be buried, but in terms of the obligation, it's only on a Jew. There's a special halacha in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim about not leaving a body over. And therefore some point out that in Eretz Yisrael, there's a special, well, you can't leave a body, and therefore, well, Sitam was as a Muslim, and that's why some, I think it was Rabbi Chalap's father, who were against medical schools in Israel, not against them per se, but if you're using dead bodies in terms of learning how to medical school, perhaps it's a violation. So either way, they point out that there's a lack of kvura. Kfura by Jews and not by Goyim. The Shaila is why? Why is it that we have a Chi of Kfura by a Yid and not by a Goy? So one is, maybe you say, because a Jew has 613 mitzvahs, and a Goy only has 7 mitzvahs. So is that why? So Rav Chaim Velazhin suggests otherwise. Nothing to do with the mitzvahs. It has to do with Torah. Something which has Torah in it, Ton Kvura, that's Tashmishei Kedusha. If it doesn't have Torah, so therefore Nizrakin. So Rav Chaim Elazhin points out, he thinks the source is our Gemara Megillah, that the Gemara talks about Tashmishei Kedusha. What's the examples? Mezuzah, and then the Gemara says Tefillin's on a higher level than Mezuzah because it's more Torah in the Tefillin. And then Sefer Torah, and then Tefillin Shel Rosh is on a higher level than Tefillin Shel Yad because it says an extra shin. We have two shins on top, but Tefillin Shel Rosh has a higher level of Kedusha. Sefer Torah is more. We see the more Torah, the more Kedusha. So therefore, that's why he explains Rav Chaim Elazhin, there's the famous Medrash Gemara about every child, every Jewish child before birth is taught Kol HaTorah Kulo. In fact, that's the famous, that's what the Welt says over the famous joke about, that we'll read about in Parashas Toldos, that it says Vayitzrotzu Habanim Bekirba, that they were fighting, and it says one, when they passed by a house of idol worship, Esav wanted out. When they passed by a synagogue or a Beis HaMedrash, Yaakov wanted out. So the question they ask is, why did Yaakov want out to go to the Beis HaMedrash and learn? We know, Chazal tell us, you have a Malach Hashem teaching you Torah. You can't get a better Rebbe than that. So how come Yaakov went out? So the Belt says, with a Chavrusa like Esav, you want out of there. With a learning partner like Esav, you want out. So we see the importance of a Chavrusa. But either way, we see there's a Medrash that every Jew is taught Kol HaTorah Kulo. So how come we don't know Kol HaTorah Kulo when we come out? Because we get a little bang on the mouth, the lip, and we forget it all. Alright, so what's the point if we forget it all? What's the point of teaching us? But just know, we're all right. Every Jew is right to learn the Talmud Torah. And even if, Rav Chaim Elazhin says, or based on Rav Chaim Elazhin, that even if a Jew never learned Torah in his life once he was born, but the fact he learned it in the womb, that's enough to give him a status of Gufei Kedusha, and therefore his body is a Tashmishei Kedusha, and that's why Nikvarim. Goyim are in Chayiv in Talmud Torah, so then it's they have mitzvahs, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim, and then you go, whatever the Minhag HaOlam is, you go ahead and you bury them or cremate them, whatever happens. But for a Jew, it's based on Tashmishei Kedusha, so Nikvarim. And with this, Rav Soloveitchik wanted to explain as well, that's why the Rambam writes, he seems to tell us a historical fact in the Mishnah Torah, which is usually limited to Halacha. He writes, during Bayisheni, based on the Gemara in Yuma, the Luchos was stored in the basement. Shlomo HaMelech built the basement. It's historical Machlokas exactly when exactly these things happened or what happened. So why is the Rambam getting involved in historical Machlokas? And he says that Shlomo HaMelech built a special compartment, so we had and he hid the luchos there, so they should be there during the time of the Bayis Sheni. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because the Shaila is, if there was no luchos, where does the Mishkan get its kedusha? It's Mishkan HaEdus, because it housed the Aron. It's only because Vasu Aron. It's only because it housed the Aron, the Mishkan HaEdus, that gave the kedusha to the Mishkan. To the Beis HaMikdash. But Bayis Sheni, there were no Luchos. So there should be no Kedusha during Bayis Sheni. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. That's why Shlomo HaMelech, Bechachmaso, he went ahead and he put the Luchos there to make sure that even during Bayis Sheni that it had Kedusha. And in fact, that's what Rav Soloveitchik points out. That's where Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses comes from. It's a Mikdash Ma'at, but since we house the Torahs in the Beis HaKnesses, that gives it to Kedusha Sefer. There's a whole discussion of what's considered the Beis HaKnesses Kavua, what isn't. So according to some, as long as you have an Aron Kodesh with Sifrei Torah in it, that would make it a Beis HaKnesses Kavua. regarding different halachas. So that's where the Beis HaKnesses gets Kedusha. You get its Kedusha from the Sifrei Torah. So what about, we all know Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Where does Eretz Yisrael get its Kedusha from? So Eretz Yisrael gets its Kedusha. We know there was Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shni. So Kedusha is Rishona. Again, different opinions in the Rishona, but Pashas, it was Yehoshua was Kedusha Rishona. Some say it was Avram and then later on, but we assume Pashas is Yehoshua Kedusha Rishona. And so who gave, so how did it get the Kedusha from the Jewish army? So Rav Salavitcher said, no, it was, we know the Aaron HaBris was leading the way. So it was the Aaron HaBris, the Luchos, which actually gave it its Kedusha. Again, it's related to Torah. So what about Kedusha Shniya? Kedusha Rishona, it's a machlokes. We pass in Kedusha Rishona became Betela, and then we needed Ezra for Kedusha Shniya. So where did the Kedusha Shniya come from? So that's what Rav Salavitcher wanted to suggest. There was during the time where the Jewish people were makaba the Torah Shabbal Peh, Kimu v'Kibu. Because the Gemara, the Midrashim say Purim, a discussion among the historians when Purim happened, but the Gemara and the Midrashim say it was right around before the Binyan Bayis Sheni. And therefore they were makaba upon themselves the Torah Shabbal Peh. The Gemara says the Medrash Tanchum on Parshas Noach asks, we have an apparent contradiction. The Torah tells us Nasa v'Nishma. The Jewish people accepted the Torah willingly. But it also says, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Peches, Kofen alav har kegigis, that God had to force the Jewish people to accept the Torah. In Mu'akaba Torah Mutter, they accepted the Torah good. If not, here will be your burial spot. So which one is it? Was it Nasa v'Nishma, or was it Kofen alav har kegigis? So they point out, so many answers, but to the Medrash Tanchuma answers, Nasa v'Nishma was on the Torah Shebiksav. It's easy to accept the Torah Shebiksav. But the Torah Shebaal Peh, that's much harder. And therefore, they had to be Kofen alav har kegigis. So since the Bayis Sheni got its Kedusha through the Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's the thing that is keeping us going in Golas, and even out of Golas, therefore the Rav suggests maybe that's why. The first Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that was on Aaron HaBris, and maybe that's why it became Betela. But the Kedusha Shniya, which is the Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the essence of Klal Yisrael, God gave it to the Jewish people, Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's why Kedusha Shniya is still Yolam. And that's why, in fact, it's Rav Shechtovitz says over the story with Rothschild. One of the Rothschilds, he wanted to be buried in, he lived in France, and he wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but the Prime Minister was very upset. He said, what are you talking? You made all your money here, this and that, you belong in France, you should be buried in France. So I think it was during one of the wars, maybe it was the Six-Day War, and he points out that when they had unscheduled El Al flight, so they snuck Rothschild's body. Even Rothschild, who wasn't necessarily observant, he realized his home was in Eretz Yisrael, and that's where, of course, we should live in Eretz Yisrael as well, but he, even he, who wasn't observant, felt the connection to Eretz Yisrael. Now that's the pshat. That's what Rav Chaim Volozhin explains. Where is the Chiyuv Kfura come from? Why is there a Chiyuv Kfura by a Yid and not by a guy? And it's because it comes from Torah. That's why Tashmishei Kedusha Nikvarim, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nikvarim. And every Jew has Kedusha. The Malach taught them Kol HaTorah Kulo. Hopefully there'll be more Torah on your own, but minimally speaking, the Malach taught you Kol HaTorah Kulo, and therefore that guarantees a Guf HaKedusha, and therefore you'll be Tashmishei Kedusha when you die, and you'll be buried, and that's the Pshat Kedush in general. That's why we find by the Mishkan, it's only the Mishkan of Eidos. That's what gave it its Kedusha. And that's why during Bayesheni, or before Bayesheni, Shlomo HaMelech hid the Luchas underneath in order that the Bayesheni should also have Kedusha. And that's the Pshat Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Yoshua. It was the Luchas Eidos. It was the Aaron HaBris that led the way. They fought the war, therefore that sanctified it. However, that became Batos. So what about Kedusha Shnia? That's what the Rav Soloveitchik suggested. That was right around the time where the Jews accepted Kimo V'Kiblu of the Torah Shabbat. And the Torah Alpeh was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, and that's why even Bizman Hazeh, because that's the thing that's going to carry the Jewish people, will be the Torah Shabbat Peh, and hence that's what Kedusha is all about. Talmud Torah, the Aaron, the Bris, that gives the level of Kedusha, and hence the Lach of Tashbisha Kedusha Nikvarim, which according to Rav Chaim Volozhin is the basis for Kfuras Yisrael.